saving money on your next painting project with Menards. Get a paint that combines gorgeous color and durability. Dutch Boys Platinum Plus is a paint and primer with a protective finish that guards against scuffs, spills, and stains. Get $15 off instantly on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on Dutch Boy and Purdy products. Now through March 8th. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Investing in Real Estate podcast with Clayton Morris. This is the show where we focus on buy and hold real estate. Why do we do it? We do it for the purposes of creating passive income and legacy wealth for you and your family. If you're interested in finding your freedom number, come over to our website at morrisinvest.com/freedom and download your free financial freedom cheat sheet today. Hey, everybody. Welcome into another episode of Investing in Real Estate. I am your host, Clayton Morris. This is the show where we talk about buy and hold real estate for the purposes of creating legacy wealth for you and your family. That's what we do. I run a turnkey real estate company called Morris Invest, but we've been doing this for many, many years, my wife and I, and of course, we've been accumulating rental properties for the purposes of buy and hold and cash flow. So buy and hold cash flow, that's the whole point. And our goal, you know, ultimately is to hand these properties down to our children. That's how we've set up our trusts. That's how we've set up our estate. I don't plan on ever selling any of my houses, ever. So that's the goal, is to create that cash flow that you can hand down. And I thought this article was really fascinating. One of our listeners, actually one of our investors, sent this article to me the other day, and I loved it. And he said, he texted it to me, and he said, renters are staying put, and here's why, and linked to this great piece about something we've been talking about here on the show over the past number of months. And he said, I thought of you when I read this. It looks like we're in the right game at the right time. Absolutely. But, you know, the key is that when you're buying rental real estate, you're always in the right game, regardless of the time. And that's something I want to clarify, is that even in a recession, even in an economic downturn, people need shelter, right? People need food. They need shelter. So even in an economic downturn, people still need to rent properties. And even then, in those climates, if you're buying them properly, you're buying them in the right states, you're buying them in the right neighborhoods, then of course you're also at that time going to have people who are going to be able to, they're going to stay there. They're not losing their jobs. They are blue-collar tenants. They're going to stay there because they are working at the local factories. They are the delivery people. They are working at the local post office. They are the nurses at the hospital. They work hard, and they are going to need a place to live. Where do you think that if you can't buy a house, which is what happens in a recession, right? You can't get financing. What are you to do? You've got to rent, right? So why shouldn't you be the owner of that rental property? Today's podcast is brought to you by Realty Shares. And before I get into explaining what Realty Shares is all about, it's a great way for people that don't have a lot of money to get started with real estate investing. I have to read this required statement under the law. So here it is. It's not an offering of securities. Private investments are highly illiquid and risky and are not suitable for all investors. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Securities offered to accredited investors through North Capital Private Securities, it's a member FINRA, SIPC. All right, great. Now that we got that legal disclaimer out of the way, I want to talk to you about what Realty Shares can do for you if you don't have a lot of money and you want to get started with real estate investing. I think this is a great way for investors who, let's say you have $5,000 and you qualify, now you can get started with real estate investing. You can basically work with RealtyShares.com. What they've done is they've demolished the walls between you and real estate investing. You no longer need billions of dollars or even tens of thousands of dollars to invest in actual real estate assets. What they've done is that they've brought hundreds of people together who invest fractionally in real estate. So you own a portion of the asset with your investment. So it reduces the cost of an initial investment. And then Realty Shares deals are vetted and curated by industry professionals who underwrite, and then they perform all the detailed due diligence. So you don't have to source any properties. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff yourself. All it takes is $5,000 to get started. There are no hidden fees. It's totally free to sign up. When I went through their website and went through the process of signing up, it's so simple to set up. And then you can just easily browse through investments that you want to get involved with. Getting set up just takes a few minutes. Then you can manage and invest straight from your phone or your computer through their simple and secure online process. So here's the deal. If you make $200,000 a year, you may qualify. All you need to do to get started, find out today, go to realtyshares.com/IIRE. That's our podcast, Investing in Real Estate. So you need to go to that URL, realtyshares.com/IIRE, and they're going to give you $100 towards your first investment just for coming over there. They're going to give you a free $100 just for going to that URL. But make sure you spell it correctly, because some people get realty and they think that it needs to, you know, they spell it wrong. So it's not reality, it's realty. That's Realty Shares, and it's spelled R-E-A-L-T-Y, R-E-A-L-T-Y, shares.com/IIRE. Get that $100 towards your first investment. It's a great way to even diversify the stuff that you're currently doing with real estate investing. Or if you don't have the cash to get started, all you need is $5,000 to start investing fractionally in real estate. Love them. Great. Go check them out. Thanks, Realty Shares, for your support of the podcast. Thanks so much. So renters are staying put, but they're staying put kind of regardless. In fact, we're seeing such a huge surge right now in rental properties. So I want to kind of dive into this piece about these recent numbers that just came out, about these latest Freddie Mac numbers that just came out. So let's talk about them. That fewer Americans own homes than ever before. And it's because rising consumer confidence doesn't appear to be changing that. So the nation's homeownership rate dropped to a record low in 2016 from a record high in 2004. Of course, we know the recession was in the middle of all that. So even as home sales have improved for first-time homebuyers, we're still missing out on much of that recovery. Some renters are staying put by necessity, and then some, of course, by choice, but it depends on who who's asking them that question. But the number of renters who said they don't know when they expect to move rose to 37% in March, compared to 30% in a survey conducted last September. So that's huge. That's from Freddie Mac. And that, you know, of course, Freddie Mac helps finance multifamily apartments and others, of course, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, right? Well, survey respondents who said they expect to move during the next 2 years fell to 33% from 38%. So in addition, 55% of all these respondents and 60% of those 35 to 49-year-olds that we've been talking about here on the podcast said they like where they live and they don't plan to move even if their rents rose up in price. That's amazing. So this Harris poll on behalf of Freddie Mac took place between March 3rd and March 6th, had over 4,200 adults in this survey. And what's amazing is that renters today feel better about their finances and they like where they're living and they're renting favorably and they don't feel like buying anything. So this is amazing for us, right? As rental real estate owners, what that means is renters, they feel better about where they're living. They like where they're living and they're viewing renting favorably. Well, I can tell you just looking at the data from inner cities, absolutely, this is the case, that millennials and even beyond millennials are moving downtown, they're living in urban spaces, and they're renting. They don't want to own a property. They want to rent, and for good reason. They don't want to have to deal with the maintenance. They don't have to deal with the upkeep. That's fantastic news for us as landlords, for us as real estate investors who want to own properties. Somebody has to own these properties. And if you've got 100 people living in this particular area that are all renting, why shouldn't you own 5 of those properties? It's amazing, right? And a separate survey by Zillow which found that 2/3 of renters said that saving for a down payment was keeping them from buying a home because banks have tightened up their regulations. So here you go. So there's a direct correlation, right? These renters love renting. They want to be downtown. They want to be near these urban areas, and they like it, and they don't feel like they really necessarily want to buy a house. On top of that, it's even more difficult for them to get a down payment in place because banks have tightened their belts. So this isn't, again, good news for us as rental owners. Home prices hit new highs in many, many markets. 20% down payment on a typical home now, if you think about it, costs more than 2/3, which is about $56,000. Who has, you know, not a lot of people have $56,000 if you're a millennial in savings. Of course they don't. So that's why these new home sales are, you know, younger people are pushing off buying their first homes until they're in their 30s when they're married and they've got kids. And so those 3-bedroom, 1-baths that we like to buy are a fantastic opportunity to pick up because these, you know, this younger generation is waiting to buy their properties for the first time, and they're waiting till they've got 4-bedroom, 5-bedroom houses, which is great news for us as rental owners, once again. So there are a few low down payment options, like, you know, 3.5% down, which is like government-insured federal housing loans. But then you've got to get in, you know, additional mortgage insurance payments like PMI, which is just is so ridiculously expensive. It almost can be as much as the mortgage itself. So good news, 10,000 renters in this new Zillow survey and homeowners in 20 metropolitan areas that their, you know, rising rents are a factor. And it's also harder to save. In this day and age, it's harder to meet the expectations of this bank. So, bottom line, now is a great time to be a landlord because renters want to rent and they're willing to pay for it and they're willing to stay and they do not want to own. So, some great data from that CNBC put together in this piece. Thanks to Freddie Mac and to Zillow for providing some of this data. But I hope you found this helpful. This is absolutely a great time to be a landlord. I'm glad that I have moved most of our money out of the stock market and into rental real estate. There you go, folks. If you are ready to take action and become a real estate investor and you would like to talk with our team, we'd love to have you book a call with our team. Just go to our website, morrisinvest.com. That's M-O-R-R-I-S, invest.com. And you'll see a red button right there to book a call with our team, schedule a consultation. I want to jump on the phone with you and we want to talk and find out, you know, what are your financial freedom goals? We'll talk for 30 minutes. We'll want to find out, you know, how many properties would you like to acquire? What is your overall passive income goal for you and your family? Do you want to hit $5,000 a month in passive income? Is it $6,000? You know, what are your monthly expenses? We'll kind of dive into all of that and figure out what's a good fit for you. And then we'll match you up with a great property. And then you'll start collecting rent checks. That's what we do. Our whole team takes care of the rest of it. So you don't have to worry about any of that. That's what we do all day long around the old office. Thank you so much for downloading this podcast and making us one of the top business podcasts in the world. Thank you so much for that. And thank you all for being so supportive and taking action to become a real estate investor. You email me on a regular basis, and I love seeing your emails, how you're taking action and getting your ducks in a row, talking to your spouse, talking to your extended family, all of those pieces. I love it. I love it. Absolutely love it. So keep it coming, everyone. Until next time, we'll see you back here. We publish this podcast every Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, go out there. Take action and become a real estate investor. Much love to all of you.
Some crimes are never forgotten. Others are lost to history. Those are the ones we focus on in Crimes of the Centuries, a history meets true crime podcast revisiting murders, trials, and frauds that once dominated headlines. I'm Amber Hunt, your host and a Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist. If you like true crime that feels both cinematic and historical, find Crimes of the Centuries wherever you get your podcasts.